I guess officially a welcome to Boca, to the Boca Kolo, Biras Kolo. Thank you to our Shabtai for organizing it once again, for including me, including all of you. I have no idea who's on the other end. I don't know any names, any faces. I can't see a thing. Normally, I like to start with some type of icebreaker to get to know everyone's name, something about them. But Mirza Hashem will wait for tomorrow, assuming my flight works. It's raining outside in New York right now, but hopefully everything will be on time. So let's just get right into it. Today's shiur is going to be a bit shorter because I got a flight to catch. My wife's going to take me in a half hour or so, maybe a little less than a half hour. So let's start. This first sugya was a bit of a difficult one, different mar mokomos here and there. But let's just get to the basics. It's a very important, fundamental sugya about the nature of Eden Zomim. I don't think the other sugyas will be as difficult. These just, the ideas aren't difficult, but the mar mokomos might have been a bit challenging. So let's start off with the first Mishnah Maseches Makos. And the Mishnah tells us that Ketata Eidim Nasim Zomim, how is it possible that a person becomes Eidim Zomim? And the Mishnah goes on to give examples of the exceptions whereby there are not, they don't become Zomim. In other words, they don't receive the punishment that they tried giving. So the Mishnah says that Me'idim Anu Be'ish Plonishu Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, they testify that this Kohen is not really a Kohen, he's a Ben Grusha, or he's a Ben Chalutza. Ein Omrim Yase Ze Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. We don't make him get that punishment, what he tried giving the Kohen, rather Ela Lok Arbam. He receives 40 lashes. That's the din when it comes to be Me'idim against the Kohen, that he's a Chala. So we're going to spend a few different shiurim on in this Mishnah, different ideas of Eden Zomim. But today I wanted to open up with a Ramban right at the beginning of the Masechta, which really these two answers get to a very important yesod in understanding the nature of Eidim Zomim. And the Ramban asks the question, how come the Mishnah says that the Eidim only receive Malkos, they should also have to pay all the potential Truma that they were mafsid this Kohen? You know, in other words, the Kohen eats Truma, and when he's rendered a Chalal, Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza, he's no longer allowed to eat Truma anymore. So, Amai Lo Mashlim, why doesn't he pay? Havadai kamafsile. He certainly caused the Kohen loss of eating Truma. So Tosus, rather Ramban, gives two answers. The first answer, he says, the reason why they don't pay is because it's Grama. Grama b'nezikin is pater. And he gives two reasons why this is considered Grama. Grama is a whole other discussion. He says, number one is it's Grama only, it's not direct damage. Because lo bari hazeka, the damage isn't definite. It's not definitely going to come, and therefore grum is only when there's a suffix whether it's going to come or not. It's unclear whether it's going to come. This is grumma, and therefore it's pater. Mazik is only when it's bari hazeku, when the nezik is clear, when it's certainly going to come. And secondly, he says because lemaisa he didn't cause anything. Lemaisa the kohen wasn't called the chalal. He tried making him a chalal, but he wasn't effective. So therefore it's grama. That's all one answer, since it's grama benezikin. Grama benezikin is pater. So that's why the Eidim Zomim do not pay for the potential loss of Truma. Then the Ramban gives a second answer. Ramban says that the other explanation would be, is the reason why is because it's not a fulfillment of Eidim Zomim. He writes, it ain't not a mekayim behem kasher zomim be'ikr edu sam shi pasul. So since he cannot fulfill, we can't, the Iker intent of the Eidim, Zomim, were to make this guy a Chalo. So he's not a Chalo. So they were wrong, they're caught. So we don't turn around and say the Eidim, Zomim, are Chalolim now. So just like when it comes to the Iker punishment, we don't apply it to the Eidim Zomim, so to the secondary punishment of Tashumim, which was, that was not the intent of the Eidim Zomim, that was Tafel, it would have been a consequence of their Eidis, but only Tafel. So since you don't fulfill it, the kasher zamim legabe being a chalal, we also cannot fulfill it legabe the tashumim of the mamon either. And that's the second reason why the Ramban explains why the Eidim Zomim do not pay the loss of money potential truma. So that's a Ramban. Now what is the machlokas between these two answers of whether or not it's grama benizikin, that's why the pater, or because it's not a fulfillment of kasher zamim by the Iker Edusam, and therefore the Pater. What's the difference between these two answers? So hopefully you got a chance to see Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim, the first couple of paragraphs of Chaim is a bit tricky. Once you get through that, if you're going to the answer of the Reb Chaim, and again, I'm going to go right to the answer because it's I'm pressed for time myself now. Reb Chaim writes, he says, Yesh lachkor, there's a chakir that one could raise, whether or not Edom Zomimim is a type of nezek, a type of mazik. And although typically one's chayv b'mazik when you do a maisa, when a person damages a property, damages a car, damages a field, there's a maisa. So Edom Zomimim is a unique hezek whereby it was the mazik b'machshava, but it's still in the category of nezek. That's one side of the chakira. Or maybe the whole concept of Edom Zomim is a chiddush haTorah, and the Torah's machadesh that whatever the Edom Zomim try doing, that's what they're going to get themselves. But it's not a tashlumim of nezek. It's a different category. There's some chiddush that he reflects, or what he tries giving him, and it reflects back onto the Edom Zomim. So is it a din of nezek, or is it a din of chiddush haTorah? And Reb Chaim brings a raya that it cannot be mitam nezek. The payment, the punishment of Edom Zomim cannot be midin mazik because the Gemara tells us, and based on Tosfos, that if a person tries to mechayev someone chenek, and they're found to be Edom Zomim, so Edom Zomim get chenek. If they try to say the individual Reuven is chayev sreifa, so the Edom Zomim gets sreifa. So Reb Chaim says, in both cases, they tried having him killed. They tried having him saying he's Mechal Shabbos. They said he murdered someone. They say he was Bas Kohen. So they all have different outcomes. But either way, the Edom Zomim tried murdering. And the din of murder, if that was the Nezek, they should have the din of Saif. Saif is the punishment for a Rotzeach. So why don't the Edom Zomim get Saif whenever they try killing someone? So instead they get whatever they tried giving that person is reflected back on the Edom Zomim. Why, says Reb Chaim? The Chiddush HaTorah. This is not mitam nezek at all, the Chiddush HaTorah. So although Reb Chaim takes that side, I think we could perhaps suggest that these two Teirut and these two answers, the Ramban, are arguing about this very Chakir. That the Ramban says that in the first answer, Ramban assumes that Edom Zomim is midin mazik. Midin mazik. But even though it's midin mazik, you're still putter from paying the case of Chuma to the Kohen, because it's grama ba'alma. Grama is a p'tur in the category of nezek, in nezikin. The world of nezikin, it's a p'tur. So the first answer, he's invoking a tool. Ramban's invoking an exemption, a p'tur, that exists in the world of nezikin. That's his first answer. Grama b'nezikin pata. The second answer, Ramban, he's not addressing halachas of nezikin. Ramban is addressing halachas of Edom Zomim, a unique halacha that applies only in the world in the parsha of Edom Zomim. So he has to give an explanation that Edom Zomim doesn't apply to the Iker Kavana of the Edus, so it doesn't apply to the secondary Kavana of the Edus. But we see these two Terutzim of the Ramban are hinging on whether or not Edom Zomim is Midin Mazik or Midin Chiddush HaTorah. So again, the first answer, a Ramban assumes it's the Parsha of Nezikin, so he has to find the Ptur in that Parsha of Nezikin, namely Grama. And the second answer, he's assuming it's a halacha of Edom Zomim. It's his own world, and the Ramban has to find a heter within the world of Edom Zomim. So that's how we could explain these two answers of the Ramban, based on this chakira of Reb Chaim. Now that's in the answer. Those are in the answers of the Ramban. Now the Marcheshes, I have to apologize. I hope we don't have more of these, but I think I may have copied the wrong Marcheshes. It's a long kuntres the Marcheshes has. But the Marcheshes has a question on the Ramban's question. And he asks the following. The Marcheshes asks, what is the question of the Ramban? The Ramban says, why is the Edom Zomim, why are they not chayiv the nezek of being mafsid truma to the Kohen? The din is, in general, if Reuven is mazik the truma of the Shimon, who's a Kohen, let's say. Or even if it's wherever the truma is. Reuven's mazik truma. Forgetting Edom Zomim, in general. Reuven's mazik truma. The din is, he's pater from pay. So if a mazik of Chuma is pater, so why would you think that the Edom Zomim should be chayiv in being mazik the Chuma, the manus kuna? What is the question of the Ramban? Again, if a person is mazik Chuma in general, he's pater. So if Edom Zomim are mazik the Chuma for this Kohen,
If they're found to be Edom Zomim, they should be potter as well. What's the question?
So the Marchasha says as follows. He says, even though that's true, that by Mazik of Matnos Kuna, one who's Mazik Chuma, he's potter from Tashlumim, Edom Zomim is not in the world of Nezikin. Edom Zomim is a parish in its own right, and that although Mazik b'matnos kuna is pater, Edom Zomim by matnos kuna might be chayiv. They're two different worlds. Marcheshes assumes, like Rav Chaim, that's a chiddush haTorah. It's not midin Mazik, and don't ask me any questions from Mazik. And he brings a ride. We have a model for this. The Ketzos writes in Simulam L'Ches, Sivkot and Dalad. The Ketzos says that a person who's menaseh yayin shel chaveru, if I take your wine, or someone takes your wine, and pours it to Avodah Zarah, your wine is now aser. Does the mazik have to pay the for being menaseh yayino shel chaveru? The din is no, he's potter. He's potter because hezek sheneniker. One's only chayv nezikin if you could recognize the damage, it's noticeable. But when you pour wine, the wine looks the same from the outside, so there's a special heter that hezek sheneniker is potter from nezikin. But even though by Nezek, one's pater, when Menasech Yein Shechavero, when it comes to Edom Zomim, if Edom testified that a person's Yain is Yain Nezek, and turns out it's not, they were lying, then the Edom Zomim would be chayiv to pay the Tashlumim. How could there be a difference? By Nezek and your pater, from being Menasech Yein Shechavero. But Edom Zomim, your chayiv, Elamai, we see from here, says the Marcheshes, that Edom Zomim is not a function of Nezikin. It's a parsha in its own right. Matnos Kuna, although one who's mazik in general is pater, Edom Zomim is chayiv, because it's a different parsha than the halachas of Nezikin. So now that we have this, let me just summarize what we have in the Ramban now. Ramban, again, in the question and then the answer. In the question, the Ramban's very question was, he says, Edom Zomim should be chayiv Matnos Kuna. How could it be? By Mazik Matnos Kuna your pater, must be in the Havamina. In the question, Ramban assumed that Edom Zomim are different than Mazik. Even though by Mazik Matnos Kuna a person's pater, Edom Zomim are chayiv when it comes to Matnos Kuna. It must be that he felt in the question there's a difference between Nezikin and Edom Zomim. But when Ramban answers, he gives two answers. He says, in the first answer, he says, no. You know what? Really, Edom Zomim is Midin Mazik. It's really a Midin Mazik, but there's a special heter of Grumma B'Nezikin. And the second answer of the Ramban, he says, no, you're right. I agree to my Habamina. I agree to what I held in the question that Edom Zomim is a Parsha in its own right. But even though that's the case, you're still Pater from Matnos Kuna because of a technicality. Because again, as the Ramban writes in his second answer, that since the Ikar intention was to make them a Chalalim, and they were not correct to Edom Zomim. So just like they're potter from, they don't become halalim, hu adin, they don't pay the tashlumim, which is the secondary kavana of the Edom Zomim. I wish I could see your faces to see whether you're following this or not. I hope you are. Hope you're understanding this. I don't enjoy giving shiur over Zoom. I like it more of a conversation in a chabura. But hopefully, if not now, we could clarify things tonight and tomorrow, that which you don't understand. Either way, at least hopefully you can walk away with the following yisod before you go ahead. That they have Chakira of the Reb Chaim, whether it's Midin Mazik or just a Chiddush HaTorah. So we have a very interesting Machlokas and the Gemara in Bezim and Bezim Makos. And here there's Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, whether or not the Din of Edom Zomim is Midin Knas or Midin Mamon. If it's Midin Knas, it's a penalty. There's a klal that Modeh B'Knas Pater. The person admits that he owes a penalty, he's potter. If you go over to the police officer, for example, and you say, I'm sorry, I had a parking violation, that's a penalty. He's not going to make you pay the penalty. When you admit to your penalties like that, you're potter. But a person, if you assume a person damaged that guy's car, that's not a penalty, that's something you owe. You have to fix up, you have to pay the, compensate the destruction, the damage. So Rabbi Kiva thinks that Edom Zomim is Midin Knas, and therefore Modeh B'Knas is Pater. And Rabbanan feel that it's Midin Tashlumim, Midin Mamon, it's money, and even Modeh Edom Zomim Mamon, one would be chayv to pay. That's a machlokas. Seemingly, at first glance, one might suggest that this machlokas, Rabbi Kiva, and Chachamim
are arguing about whether or not Eidin Zolmim is Midin Nezek or Chiddush HaTorah. If it's Midin Mazik, so then it would be Mamon, like any other Mazik. You damage someone's property, you owe the Mamon. But if it's a Chiddush HaTorah, a whole other world that the Torah created a Kanas, Kefil, for example, paying double, Dal Vehei, that's a Chiddush HaTorah. It doesn't make sense that one should have to pay double for robbery, four or five for robbery and stealing and selling and shechting and so on. That's a Knas, that's a Chiddush HaTorah. So Rabbi Kiva holds, is a Knas, seemingly holds, is a Chiddush HaTorah. That's, I think, the first glance, how one would explain this machlokus between Rabbi Kiva and Chacham. However, we seem to have a machlokus in the Rishonim, even within the position of the Chachamim, who hold its Mammon, there still seems to be a machlokus, how he assumes, whether the Chacham assume it's a Midin Mazik, or it's a Chiddush HaTorah. I'm running out of time here, so we'll try to get what I can in right now. We're going to speak, I think, tomorrow's sugya. I don't have it in front of me, the Mar Makomos, but I think tomorrow's sugya is we're going to go through whether or not, how it works, Eidin Zomim. There's no Maisa. Is there Maisa? But at first glance, there's no Maisa when it comes to Eidin Zomim. It's just a testimony. They gave it Eidus, and there's no Maisa by Eidus. So the question all the Rishon ask is, if there's no Maisa by the Eidus here, so then how could he be Chai Mamon? How come we're paying, how the Eidin Zomim have to pay if they haven't done a Maisa? So, The Rajba writes that even if the Eidim Zomim, right, the Din, Kashir Zomim Vol Kashir Asa, that only if they attempted to do something, they weren't successful. But if they were successful in having the guy killed, so then the Torah tells us the Eidim Zomim don't get that punishment. There's a machlokes whether that's true by Mammon or not. If you make them pay, since you could have them pay the money back, maybe since Mammon and Tashlumim is reversible, maybe Eidim Zomim would still be chayiv, even though Kasher Zomim v'lo Kasher Asa, Tashum might be different. So the Rajba writes as follows. Rajba writes, when there's a Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Hei, which says that Avodah Zarah, rather Eidim Zomim, is considered Mammon. It should be part of the list of examples of all the different types of Nezikin. And explaining why the Eidim Zomim is Midin Mammon, so the Rajba says, "Afilu lo shalim." Even if the Eidin Zomim did not cause him to pay, we still call it mammon because he tried having them lose money. So it's a one-liner in the Rajba. So the Kovet Shirim of Chanan Wasserman says, if you assume it's mammon, it doesn't make any sense because there's a klal that he says, "Hare kol hamashim yeser hamash hizik." Anybody who pays more than the damage they caused, by definition, that's called a knas, that's a penalty. Ein lecha masham yosim imashe hizik, yosim eidim zomim. The eidim zomim didn't cause any loss of money. They tempted to, but they didn't cause any loss. And the fact that they're paying, that's certainly a knas. So how could the chacham suggest that it's midin mama? So he writes that ein chi mitzad asma. The chiv of the payment is not mitzad themselves. Ela shechiyuva shel nidon nofil aleim v'chevin sheitzal nidon hayamomon v'lo kenas. So Rav Chanan writes here is that you ain't a chanami. The Eidin Zomim are not midin mazik at all. It's a Chiddush HaTorah. But the Chiddush HaTorah tells us whatever they try doing, that reflects back on them. So since the Eidim tried getting Reuven to pay money, mamon, so then that reflects, it's a mirror, reflects back to Eidin Zomim that they also have to pay whatever they pay. It's also called mamon. That's the chiddush. That's the chiddush of the Torah. It's not really midin nezek. It's a chiddush of Torah. And he writes this in Kovitz Biurim Namakos as well. That says it's a chiv hiknelo min shemaim. It was came down from shemaim. It's a chiddush of Torah. It doesn't make sense. It's not in the world of nezikin. It's a chiddush of Torah. And even though it's a chiddush of Torah, and you would think it should be a knas if it's a chiddush of Torah, but that's what the chiddush of Torah is. The Chiddush HaTorah is that whatever the Eidim tried doing to Reuven, that's what they have to pay. So since they tried getting Reuven to pay Mammon, so they themselves, whatever they pay, that also has a chalos of Mammon as well. So even if you assume it's a Chiddush HaTorah, you could still assume like the position of the Chachamim, that's Mammon. And that's what the Rajba means, that even though he didn't pay, even though they didn't pay anything, that Reuven didn't pay anything, still the Eidim Zomim have to pay Mammon. Well, they give, that's called mammon. Again, I hope it's clear, but
hopefully you can look back inside and appreciate this a little bit better, understanding this idea now. And then we'll finish with this, and I really have to run now. My wife is ready to take me to the airport. So the Rashba gives a second answer. He quotes a second answer in the name of the Riva. And the Riva writes that the din is that even if you already did pay, even though the Edom caused Reuven to pay the money, and they were caught to be Edom Zomimim, they, Edom Zomimim, would have to pay the money. They have to pay the money. So what's pshat there? So I'm going to read to you the Netziv of the Meromei Sada, and then we'll call it a day as follows. He says, you have to look at the, could I look at the Meromei Sada in Baba Kama Daf Hei? There's a Rashi there, and he thinks Rashi holds it's a Chiddush HaTorah, but he writes as follows in the Rashba. Says, the Mishim Hachi Higi HaRiva, Lomol Mikanda, Filu Shilem Krachayv. Even if the Eid Mazomim caused Reuven to pay the money, the Eid Mazomim are still chayv to pay money as well. Why? He says as follows. Im Shilim, if he causes them to pay, Ein HaBaldin Lefneinu Lachzer, and the Baldin are not in front of us to get the money back from him, HaReza Mamon. Because the Eidim Zomim caused Reuven to pay. They mamish created Mamon. The Reuven paid the money out of pocket. So now, since they actually caused the damage there, that's why the Eidim Zomim have to pay Mamon themselves. But then he writes, according to this Riva, but if the Eidim Zomim never caused Reuven to pay, im lo shilem, then even the Chachamim will agree that's called the Knas, it will be a penalty. Only if they paid, only if Reuven paid. So in other words, what comes out from the Tziv is that this Shita of the Riva in the Rashba has two dinim. It's two dinim, whether it's a Chiddush HaTorah or whether it's Mamon. It says if the Edom Zomim caused Reuven to pay the money and they can't get the money back, so the Edom Zomim have to pay Reuven back, that's Midin Mamon, because they actually caused damage. That's Nezek. But if they only attempted, but they were not successful, Reuven never paid the money, then still the Edom have to pay money, but not Midin Mamon, rather Midin Knas. So let me quickly recap. I'm going to then have to go, and we'll Mirat Hashem see you guys either later tonight or tomorrow. We spoke about this Ramban, the two Terutim of the Ramban, and we said they perhaps hinge on the Reb Chaim, whether it's Midin Mazik or Midin the Chiddush HaTorah. Ramban's first answer, the Ptur, is Midin Grama. That's because he assumed it's the world of Nezek. The second answer, the Ptur, is in the world of Eidim Zomim, because he felt that Eidim Zomim is not connected to Nezek, rather it's a Parsha Bifnei Atzmo. And then we spoke about the question Mar Cheshes, Matnas Kahuna, normally a Mazik's Pater, why you chayib Eidim Zomim? Because he assumed that the Eidim Zomim is not Midin Nezek, it's different than Nezek, it's a Parsha Bifnei Atzmo. And then finally we went through this Machlokis, Mamon and Knas, Rabbi Kiva Chachamim, that at first glance that hinged on whether it's Chiddush HaTorah would be a Knas, or whether it's Midin Mazik, it would be Mamon. But then we felt even within the Chachamim, the Rashba has two different explanations of Chachamim, why they hold Mamon, either because it's a Chiddush HaTorah, which tells us that's Mamon, even though it's a Chiddush, or no, it's a case where they actually paid, called Reuven to pay, whereby there's Nezek, and if there's Nezek, then it's going to be Mamon. So guys, great to, I guess, speak to you. Hopefully you were listening. And Mirat Hashem, I'll see you guys either later or tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Levin. Looking forward to seeing you soon.